Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Craig wrote into the show today, DZ, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of a work trip so he didn't have to hang out with his in-laws.
Craig. Craigy. My boy, what?
Wow. Here's what he said. Hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for lying to my wife? My wife and her family had a five-day-long family vacation in July. It was at an Airbnb that everyone could stay at. My wife, her siblings, their spouses, cousins, aunts, uncles, you name it. I happened to have a work trip the same week as the vacation, but it was only 2 days long. So technically, I could have gone for the last few days of the vacation. But here's the thing about my wife's family. They're very rowdy. They yell to communicate. They get drunk a lot. They have no respect for each other's privacy. And they ask very invasive questions. These people sound great.
What was wrong?
My God, these people are my people.
They like to party?
Then he writes, so when I found out that my work trip was the same week as the family vacation, I decided to lie to my wife a little bit. I told her my work trip was longer than it was. I told her it was 4 days instead of two, and it wouldn't make sense for me to travel to stay for only a day with her family. So my wife agreed. So, went on the work trip, came home, enjoyed my time alone, and never told her. A few weeks went by, a coworker started talking to my wife when we were out and asked about our work trip that was only 2 days long. My wife said, what?
2 days?
2 days.
I thought you said 4 days.
Yep. My coworker ratted me out on accident. The look on my wife's face was bad.
Yeah.
After my coworkers left, my wife started yelling at me saying I'm a jerk.
I mean,
am I the jerk for lying to my wife about the length of my work trip? Even though I knew I could have made the family getaway. So he didn't want to hang out with his in-laws. So he lied and said he couldn't make it. Went home and hung out by himself.
He spent he spent some me time.
Wow.
He spent some me time.
Well.
What do you think?
I think Craig, who wrote in, is a jerk.
Yeah?
I think Craig should just have a little fun. Lighten up. That's what I think.
You think Craig's a stick in the mud?
Yes. And I think it's completely lame that he lied to his wife about the trip and how long it was and then took it to the next level, went home and hung out alone.
Yeah, that's bogus.
Come on.
Well, where I feel like he is a jerk is the fact that he felt like he had to lie. He could have just been straight up and like, no, it's 2 days, but I'm going home after those 2 days. It's going to be a long work trip for me. What I don't want to do is now go be with family. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go home and decompress. Mm-hmm. So you guys enjoy your time. I'm going home.
Right. He just wanted a break.
I don't blame him for that at all. You can't blame him for the action of wanting to not be around so many people. If the family's rowdy, what's the last thing you want to do after a work trip? Be around more people. Mm-hmm. You want to just go home. I don't fault him for that.
But yeah, but you got a family. You're married. Welcome to your life. You got people you got to go spend time with.
Yeah.
You don't want that? Go be single and sit at home alone and play video games.
People say that, but that's not the reality. In a relationship, you got to find somebody that has the same understandings as you and it's understanding of you. Mm-hmm. Say you do need to go. You should be able to look your partner in the face and go, I'm not trying to go to that. Now, if you say that every time, you bogus. But yeah, if you say that, you know, when you actually need it or feel like you need it, they can't blame you for that.
Anna and Wind Lake already texted in and said, as long as he was actually alone.
True.
I didn't even think about that he was cheating. I just took, because he wrote in. I really think since he wrote in, he truly just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
What makes him the jerk is that he lied.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like his wife's family. That's pretty normal for a lot of people. No offense. Some people love their in-laws, some don't. That's not the issue. The issue is that he lied about it.
Says there a lot.
Somebody said he knows he's a jerk. That's why he lied. Okay.
I don't think he's a jerk for wanting to spend some alone time. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a jerk at all.
Mm-hmm. And what if the wife had said, too bad, you got to come on the family vacay even if you don't want the alone time?
Well, then the wife's the jerk.
Oh!
Yeah, you're forcing him to do something he's not trying to do. Like, okay. Forcing your partner to do something is a jerk move.
It's almost like the way he handled it made him the jerk. Versus if he had just said, I need a break and I don't want to go. And
I'm not going.
And she would have been like, you're a jerk. But then he would have been like, well, at least I didn't lie.
More justified. Right.
Look at us being manipulative without being manipulative.
Look at us trying to help Craig out somehow, some way, man. Because I see it, bro. Sometimes you just ain't got it. And your partner's got to understand that.
Yeah. Somebody who wrote in, not the jerks, family sounds like trash. No, an outgoing family who likes to party. You know how many families in Wisconsin, I've been to their parents' house late at night and they're partying and there's nothing trashy about them. They're just from Wisconsin. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
For sure.
Look at me defending the alcoholics. You're welcome. We're going to take your calls and your texts next because Craig wants to know if he is the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of his work trip to avoid hanging out with his in-laws.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Craig wants to know, is he the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of his work trip to avoid hanging out with his in-laws, which is exactly what he did. He said it was longer than it was, and then he went home and did whatever he wanted while they were all having a trip together.
He didn't want to be a part of the chaos, so he lied instead.
Oh, boy. Amanda is calling from Racine this morning, so let's pull her up with her theme song. Amanda.
The energy. I love it.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Amanda,
oh, we know.
We know you're ready, girl, and we love it. What do you think about Craig? Is he a jerk for lying to his wife about the length of the work trip?
Yeah, he is absolutely the jerk, and he is such a square. I mean, these people sound like my people, too. I'd be having a ball with them. Like, let's do it.
You like the fun family.
Yeah.
This is an issue. I will admit, my brother-in-law is Australian.
Oh.
And we're not partiers, but I'm obnoxious, right? So, like, to him, I'm over the top. And that's how they would say, Americans are so loud and obnoxious and da-da-da-da, right?
Would you say he's reserved then a little bit?
No, he's just not obnoxious like me. Because he's not loud, you know what I mean?
Man,
he's not over the top with his personality. But some people just think their family, their significant other's families are annoying. They don't like that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are not our people.
I love that energy.
Right?
Especially Saucy Sandra and Ryan from Calabama. Ooh, we always have a good time.
You guys giving
it's
each other
shout-outs. It's always inappropriate, ridiculous, and fun.
Well, that's most people.
Inappropriate, ridiculous, and fun. Top three of my favorite things.
Yeah. That's fine. Listen, Amanda, we agree. Jerk, for sure. But DZ says jerk because he lied to his wife.
Yeah, not jerk for what he wanted to do, mm-hmm. jerk for how we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a jerk for lying, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really unnecessary. Just tell her the truth.
She's going to be mad at you either way.
True.
Right?
True.
So tell the truth.
He's in the
doghouse
either way.
Amanda, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Mackenzie's calling from Fond du Lac this morning. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Are you listening on the radio or the Odyssey app?
On the radio. I'm on my way to work, and there's like a certain point. I work in Heartland, so.
She comes towards us. That's why. She's coming to us. Hey, girl. Hey.
Step into the light, Mackenzie.
What do you think? Is Craig the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of the work trip?
Totally. Lying is just jerk immediately.
That's the problem everyone's got. It's not even that he didn't want to hang out with his in-laws. And people find that relatable.
Sure.
It's the lying that's getting everyone with this story.
Why did he feel like he needed to lie to get away from them? Mm-hmm. They should have been more than good with him just saying, no, I'm not going to be there. Sorry. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
Talk about it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And people are texting in saying, he's a jerk. The one lie could turn into many lies.
Yep.
That's what Jordy texted in. Yeah, that's the problem. When you find out someone is a liar, that's not good.
Right.
No.
It could be
like, and how many other work trips has he lied about? If I was the wife, I'd always be thinking that then.
Oh,
dang.
And is he cheating? And then my mind would spiral.
I hadn't gone there. Because now next work trip, wifey's definitely going to go, oh, is it 2 days?
Uh-huh.
Is it 4 days?
Yep.
Is it a week? Is it really a week?
DZ, I'd be like, when do we leave?
Oh.
Tell me when to pack my bags.
Everybody going on a work trip now.
You didn't like us? We're all coming.
Oh, and guess what? Family's coming too. We're all coming to the work trip.
Oh, you thought work was a break? Think again.
Jokes.
When do we check into the hotel? Thanks for calling, Mackenzie.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's get a guy on the phone. Our boy is in Sheboygan. He's back. Santino.
Hey. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Santino, fan favorite. Good
morning. What
do
you do? Hey, good morning. First off, Amanda has way too much energy. I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Me neither.
For real, though.
For real, though. Yeah, she's...
I'm like, dang, girl.
Yeah, she's very excited every day because she has Kiss bumping in the background.
She wakes up to us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she starts the energy right. But nah, Santino, what's the word, man? Are you going to round this out for us? What do you say? Is Craig the jerk for lying to his wife about a work trip to avoid hanging with the in-laws?
So he's a major jerk. I mean, I've taken work trips before, and it's good to have that little getaway. And just, you got to be open and honest. If you don't have a foundation of trust, then what do you have? And if you got to lie about taking a few days off to be from your in-laws, that's a problem. I'd have been like, look, honey, yeah. I ain't going.
Look, honey.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about it?
Or catch me in the house when you're gone. How about that?
Right?
Santino.
Or stay home and come fight me.
Okay, now we're getting aggressive.
What's up?
Santino and DZ, you're both married. People are texting and saying things like, clearly he cannot talk to his wife or he would have. Somebody else said, maybe he lied because wifey is not as understanding as we all are. And then somebody else just said, why can't he suck it up for a short time out of his life? It's called marriage.
And though I hear all of those, it's the fact that he felt like he couldn't be truthful with his wife.
Is the fact that he's afraid to talk to his wife a big red flag, you guys, is what I'm asking you to. Bruh, or is it normal to lie to your wife?
No, man. Yeah. It's weird to go, no, I got to work extra long today because,
if you're in one of these marriages, you should be concerned right now if you're listening and you think that this is normal behavior to lie. I'm just asking.
You don't have appropriate, communication skills.
Yeah, I think people would
do this. Well, that's not on any level is that acceptable. There is no reason for someone to tell their spouse that they've built a relationship over how many years that, hey, I have to work long. Like, if you have to lie to her, like, what else are you white lying about? Like, little things have carried over to big things. Just say, hey, honey, I can't deal with the family right now after this work trip. You go and enjoy your family. I'm going to go home these next few days and relax. I have the house clean for you. I'll make sure you have some dinner home when you come. Enjoy yourself.
Boom. And if she's not understanding,
no, that's okay. When I go back to Detroit, it goes down. Like, there's nothing you can say to me about my family. If my wife says, hey, baby, I don't want to go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I'm going to go in your honor.
Right.
We're going to handle this.
Well, there's people listening today who realize they need to get a divorce because they have horrible communication. So I like it when you lay it out like, no, sometimes people need to hear these things. That's what you don't understand. We get so complacent in our relationships. They do stupid stuff like this where they start lying because they don't want to, they want to avoid confrontation.
Right.
Or they think it's normal or healthy and it's not.
But that's bringing up other problems and other drama.
100%.
If you don't have the ability to talk to your partner, so Santino.
A lot of people don't.
Santino with amazing points, but say somebody is right and goes, mm-hmm. The wife is hard to speak to. She lacks an understanding. She would have overreacted. Whatever you want to say. That's a whole nother set of problems that they need to address. Mm-hmm. If she's going to be this poor attitude versus you going, I can't handle this right now, and freak out like that, y'all relationship has some other things that you need to attach mm-hmm. yourself to. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Well, that's where you find yourself a nice counselor that can help you understand how to bring something up to your spouse that's mm-hmm. not aggressive or intimidating or attacking. Because sometimes when I say, honey, I feel that this came off this way. Not to say that it meant that way, but I feel it came off that way. How can we move forward in understanding each other? I mean, because we're both passionate. We're both competitive. Sometimes we come off a little harsh, but we can come at the end of the day and say, hey, I didn't appreciate the way you said that. Or can you elaborate on what you meant? Because I took it the wrong way. Mm. So maybe I got you. This is what I meant when I said that. No harm intended. Mm-hmm. But that's where you have to have the open lines of communication to be able to say to each other, I don't like this, I don't like that. But when you start to hide the fact that things are going on a trip because you don't want to be with the family, that's where I draw the line. Like, man, you got to go.
This has been a therapy session by Santino and Sheboygan, and it was much appreciated. Thank you, Santino. People needed to hear that today. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm calling back for them Chappelle tickets. You better believe that.
Hang up and call back because we're doing it right now.
All right, Santino.
He hung up on us. Really?
He said, okay, bye. He said, say less.
Dang.
Ooh, he's ready for it.
All right, clean sweep today. We think Craig is the jerk for lying to his wife. He should have been honest and said, I don't want to go on the family trip. But
100%.
Instead, he lied about the length of his work trip and came home and did nothing while she was with her family. Messed up.